Ocean FM.
Gaid Fáilte, good to Arts Northwest. You're very welcome to Arts Northwest, broadcasting from the Glen's Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton with myself, Brendan Murray, and on sound, Mark Gavin. On this week's show, we'll be looking at upcoming events in the area. Despite all the restrictions due to COVID, the arts world is still in the throes of its Christmas programme, although much stuff has been cancelled, which we'll come to later. And we'll be talking with Rossa O'Snodig of the band Kiele about the upcoming Aigse Chlúnin with Thar Siúl and Dearsach na Bheag in the Glen Centre. And they have a live streaming gig coming up, Kiele does, on New Year's Eve. Gives me great pleasure to welcome two of the Northwest's most revered theatre practitioners, Paddy McEnany of Exit Does Theatre and John Carty, late of Blue Raincoats, currently with Exit Does Theatre, but I'm sure he'll be returning to Blue Raincoats. You're very welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brendan.
You have a show coming up, a very interesting scenario. First of all, it's in the famous Rainbow Ballroom in Glenfarne. And this is part of the Leitrim Live series, Paddy, yeah?
It's going on in the Rainbow. The Leitrim Live happened really quickly. It's been a brilliant opportunity for us.
So this is where the Department of Arts put together a fund for practitioners really to engage with the arts in some way before the end of 2021, but also in connection with venues and that. But it was primarily a way to provide employment, I suppose.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic opportunity in regards to, say, a company like Exit, where when we're just starting up, that we would have funding available to bring the quality of our production, the standard of practitioners and design and them elements that we can bring into it. So it's been a fantastic opportunity. Really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, brilliant. And how come you chose Glenfarne Ballroom? That's an interesting one.
Well, as you know, we've an ongoing residency here, and it's just that the Glen's, because of the short time frame, I had to look at what was available, and I had previously worked, I've done stage shows with Donal O'Kelly, Jimmy Grattan's Dance Hall, and Dancing at the Ballroom of Romance with Michael Scott.
Out there.
In Glenfarne. Yeah, right. So I have a nice heritage of creating really good theatre out there.
Right,
so
and we should say, the play is by Joel Smith, local writer here in Manor Hamilton, and it's called Auntie Beckett, so it's some sort of engagement with the great writer himself. I'm just wondering, was that a factor in going out to the Ballroom of Romance, the Beckett piece?
No, I mean logistics
happy,
for me.
Good. And tell us about the play.
Well, the play is about...
it's a short play.
It's a short play, and it'll be about a half an hour long. And it's about a Beckett-type character. It's a comedy, and it looks at a lot of the aspects of Beckett's work in regards to the comic side of it and the existential or the sense of being. But it's done in a very humorous way, and it's also in it's different from Beckett in a lot of Beckett's work insofar as it takes place somewhere that we all know or are aware of, where it just happens to be the womb of his mother. But it's very relatable, I think, for people compared to Beckett's other work, because it's something, there's elements that are not abstracted from Joel's work that would be abstracted perhaps in Beckett. So it's more tangible, I think, from an audience perspective.
Very good. And John, you're in as director.
Indeed, Brendan. How are you?
And how's it been going for you?
Great.
And what did you think about this? Because, you know, let's face it, Beckett is kind of almost, he's certainly an icon of world theatre, but he's almost like, you don't mess with Beckett. So it takes a little bit of courage, first of all, for the writer, Joel Smith, fair play to him, and then, I suppose, as a theatre company and as a director to get
I suppose, in a way, Joel wrote this play, so it's not written by Samuel Beckett, but it's taken the essence or ideas, explored in Beckett's work, and he's made it his own and explored it in his own way, I suppose. So essentially, it's looking at our idea of the existence and our idea of being and our idea of why we're here and what we're here, all those fundamental questions that Beckett kind of addresses in a very subtle way in his plays. And Joel has placed the character, who is Beckett, who could be Beckett, mightn't be Beckett, is a Beckett-type character. He has...
So it's a one-man show.
One-man show with Paddy McInerney as the main man.
McInerney, he
just berates me all the time because I constantly get that wrong. I've got it into my head. McInerney, and so Paddy's been doing a great job. Just it's myself and himself in the Ballroom Romance. If we ever get bored, we have a little dance.
Very good.
You know,
do you think, like, this is interesting, like, it's a comedic look in a way, but... You know, Beckett, I suppose, an awful lot of people would maybe misinterpreting, think of Beckett with a furrowed brow.
Oh, it's so wrong. Who am I to say? But yeah. I've done a couple of them. I've directed a couple of them, Beckett's work. And it's just the sharpness of his humour just is so insightful. But it's not blatant. But at the same time, he loved vaudeville. He loved slapstick.
He's a big fan of Buster Keaton.
He loved it. So all those elements of comedy, of physical comedy, of a kind of absurdist comedy, comedy of life, comedy of errors, comedy of situation, are all smattered through his work. And so I don't see... I love his comedy. I think it's, you know what I mean, as opposed to it being approached in a dark and blatant way. Sure. But what he... arises in his themes. Yes, definitely question ourselves and question our existence sometimes, you know. But he does it in a very subtle and beautiful way.
And Paddy, I know you've done, to great success, one-man shows before. How is that process of just, it's just yourself and a director in a room, and how do you get yourself motivated? How do you get yourself in the zone, if you like?
For me, being in work is, I like just going into work every day. I generally don't have a problem motivating myself to work. I enjoy my work.
I suppose I mean in terms of that, you know, you don't have anybody else to, you know, get energy off or bounce off, or it's all coming from your own, obviously working with the director.
Yeah,
in terms of being the only performer.
Well, I think actors in general, we do an awful lot of homework. We work a lot at home, but, you know, and certainly if you're working on relatively small budgets, you can't afford to have everyone in rehearsal all the time. So you go home, you do your work, and you come in with it, and that's part of the job. You know, we don't have really salaried jobs, and even some of the jobs we pick up, they're going, okay, we're working on a small budget. Can you do this? And you go, yeah, and you do your. Work at the kitchen table or wherever it is. So,
and Exit Does Theatre now has been on the road a number of years. I know, like the whole world, COVID really played havoc because you had just come off the great success of a Donal O'Kelly play, Harry Jesus. So this is your first kind of toe back into the water.
Yeah.
I know you've done some online stuff.
Yeah, I've done bits and pieces, a bit of film. Yeah, but no, it's just brilliant to be back.
It's just brilliant to be back.
I mean, and I've worked with John before, and John has directed me before, and I really, you know, I kind of felt that the last time that there was unfinished business with John, I said there's more he could get out of me, that he was getting stuff out of me that I felt was going in a direction that I wanted to pursue.
Good. So it's on next Thursday and Friday, the 16th and 17th of December.
Yes.
At 6:30 and
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah. In the Ballroom.
In the Ballroom of Romance.
You get it at ballroomofromance.ie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Tickets
obviously have to be pre-purchased, and the usual COVID requirements and restrictions will be in place.
Yeah, and the tickets are a fiver. You know, it's a short play, and it's get yourselves out of the house.
The novelty of going out there and then a pint in the Q's bar after.
Exactly. and
John, you're enjoying the process, are you?
Oh, very much. I spend a lot of time performing, like Paddy, But over the last couple of years, I've kind of gone back to doing a bit more directing, and I enjoy the process immensely.
Good.
So
great.
I'm having a great time.
Which brings me on to, you're operating your annual academy with the Blue Raincoats.
Yep.
In January.
In January, that's another kind of little cap I put on every year. And I kind of administer and coordinate the theatre academy. It's basically bringing in tutors from around the world or nationally and bringing them to Sligo and in various disciplines.
These are not kind of your regular, if that's the right word, theatre practitioners.
I suppose there's
a specialist.
Yeah. We've kind of got to know a couple of people over the years in our existence, and we've worked with people who work in the discipline of corporal mime, Corinne Soom and Steve Wasson, who are now based in America, and they'll do their workshop online in the discipline of corporal mime. And then we've worked...
Which is your area of expertise, which is very...
Well, I suppose that's the form of movement that we've used to help us, you know, in our theatrical presentations. Other people might use another different forms of movement, but that's the one we've used, and we find it very advantageous to acting. And it has great translation between the two, as opposed to just being a dance movement. And the other people we work with for many years are David Goldsworthy and Marianne Latron, who are voice tutors. And they do it through the medium of singing, which I'm not a great singer, and I never have been, but it doesn't seem to really matter. It's about the idea of exploration of the voice, and it seems to be a kind of a quick way in to getting into the core of what a person's natural voice is, and exploring that and bringing it further and extending its range.
Interesting. And, you know, as an actor yourself, like, would you be aware of how this affects you in terms of...
Yeah. I mean, I suppose because we have been doing it for a while, it mainly comes down, as opposed to kind of the ethereal exploration of oneself and one's being, it comes down to muscles in the end of the day and biology, really. But it also, unfortunately, the voice and a person's voice is also affected by their psychology. And so how your voice comes out of yourself is, although it involves the muscles and the bones, it also involves your head. And sometimes the head, you try to free the head up.
And emotion, of course.
And emotion. Yeah. So the whole thing is wrapped up. So it's quite complex. And these people have been studying it since the 1970s. And when you get somebody who studies something specifically, then you know you're on the right track, at least. You know, these people know what they're talking about and aren't distracted by anything else. This is what they do.
Sure. So the academy runs... In January,
Are
there places still available?
There are. The voice one that we've been talking about is booked out, but if anybody wants to, there's always cancellations. We have Michael Keegan Dolan, the choreographer and director, coming in on the 7th, 8th and 9th of
From
January.
From Fabulous Beasts
and Chuck Dancer now. Then the voice is on the 15th and the 16th. Then Corinne and Steve will do their movement workshop online in Corporal Mime on the 17th to the 21st. It's a 5-day workshop in the evening. And then a company from Dublin called Junk Ensemble, which are a contemporary dance group, ensemble. And there's the two main artistic directors, Megan and Jessica Kennedy, will be down doing a workshop in Sligo.
Great. And how many would be on each of these workshops?
Capped it at 14,
right,
in each workshop.
Very good. But if people want to get details?
Details is at blueraincut.com, or else you can email me at academy@blueraincut.com for all details.
Great. So that's the annual Blue Raincoat Academy with director, actor John Carty, taking place next month in the new year. Bizarre to think. And it's just great that it's
It's great that it's going ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
And Paddy McEnany from Exit Does Theatre and John is working with you. The very best of luck. So the show is Auntie Beckett by Joel Smith. It's on next Thursday, the 16th and the 17th at 6:30 in the evening and 8 p.m. in the evening. It's about a 30-35 minute piece. It's only €5, and you'll get tickets online at rainbowballroom.ie. Best of luck with it, guys. I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks a million, Brendan.
Thanks very much, Brendan.
Sulla Larimle, Russo Snuddy, Owen Banachiol, Keela. Before I speak with Rossa from Keela, just go through some of the events that are happening over the next week or so in the Northwest. The Model in Sligo still has two wonderful exhibitions by Andy Parsons called Patience and Beginnings by Patrick Hall, created by Nick Miller. And that's running until the 23rd of December. Indeed, the Patrick Hall one will run to the new year, but these are really, really well worth seeing. Fantastic exhibitions. And the film Angela Sue, The Afterlife of Rosie Leavers, is ongoing as well. Very interesting event is Fixity and Mohammed Sifkin, Syrian oud player. I hope I've got the pronunciation of that right, but he's making quite a name for himself. He's based in Leitrim now. And that's a mix of electronic music with traditional Middle Eastern sounds. That's on Saturday the 18th, that's Saturday week at 9 p.m. Really well worth checking out. You'll get details at themodel.ie. The Glen Centre here is working in collaboration with the Orla Parkinson Memorial Fund through Scott Coombs. And we're offering budding playwrights a rare opportunity to take a play from page to production. We're looking for unpublished writers to submit a first draft that we can potentially offer to one of our three theatres in residence to workshop over the weekend. The theatres in residence are Rabbit's Riot, Exit Dutch Theatre and Sploder. And the draft must be scripted to roughly a minimum of 40-50 minutes. Outlines are not sufficient. But we are offering online workshops called Steps to Stage with one of Ireland's most preeminent writers and dramaturgs and a local man, Vincent Woods. And he'll present a series of workshops online in the new year. But there's an intro one on the 15th. but the submissions for scripts is open till the middle of February, the 14th of February. An independent panel of writers and theatre practitioners will select three scripts for workshopping with professional actors. And if any of them are deemed suitable for full production, which is what we want to achieve, the Glens will then move to staging one or all of the chosen scripts. To sign up for the workshops, please email your interest to director@theglencentre.com. And this is also the address for submissions, which are open, like I say, till the middle of February. Hard copies will not be accepted. And this is event is part funded by Creative Ireland through Leitrim County Council Arts Office. And finally, I'd just like to mention that the new play company, Fish Amble, who have garnered quite a reputation for themselves over the last 20 years, I suppose their passion is about discovering, developing and producing new plays of national importance, and particularly championing the role of the playwright there. They're famous for their Play in a Bag series. And they have a new production called The Treaty, written by Colin Murphy and directed by Conal Morrison. And this was after their sold-out shows in London and Dublin. And it's now available to stream on demand from the 6th to the 12th of December. And it's at www.nch.ie. And it's performed by a stellar cast, including the likes of Karen Ardiff, Jane Brennan, Katrina Nywaraku, Simon O'Gorman, Ali White, Jonathan White. And it looks at a seminal moment in our history from 100 years ago. So that's The Treaty by Fish Amble. So Studio Lomanish ta Russ Osnodi on Mána Ceol Ciala, Fáilte Isteach a Russa. Russa, an deir seach na bheag seo tá an éigse clúnín ar siúl i dlúnín in Manor Hamilton. Aberlum an conas a bhunaíú an éigse seo. Ryan Splint o hyn.
Wel, bwniwch e, Margaret. Wel, ar dwys y sôch o fi, fi dagrym o'r Cartlan Screen Ori. Agus, chwyg se sy'n, fi Pryn ege sy'n agus Joseph McMurray agus...
Pryn Daignan.
Pryn o Daignan, ie. Yeah, agus Dini Marid agus... Dairi gyhint o chlesh agus fi on... Han an tuairim spraig se sy'n Pryn con swin of gymeidig gymeich mid anon say her screen orachta Gael Gori na hoite a choramach. agus an son bhí seisi sin amun drámíochta agus bhí seisi sin ar ceapa
leis a cumann drámíochta slóder
agus denna si dráma gael go bhíon na gach blín so hosí imar ní cuifin am cadain cahana bhí an cair cam but dúr mar cefin a grinín mwyd na rudi seo ar fad a stach in ein lá son tá si machadí dear a seachna. So, you know, initially, well, near of Tata going, we actually going in early, Hildemar Gall, Lowering a shin, but, you know, if you share
Lina. He's on Kion, in Mariel, they're in COVID. But, so it's, you know, it's, can all fail a haran der shachtene I suppose dira eg dini you know leguelge ach ni ga gamech guelge eg dina eg frastiller. You don't have to be a full Irish speaker to attend any events, you'd still get lots out of it.
Well, there no, yeah. I mean, ta imachti alling and I guess ta imachti in Cedur, well, ni in Cedur, but ta imachti on the fashti, I guess big Fidelmini go her ticket leave on Garvan, so it's leave drama tool to shin, I guess. Big street carry on
that's synonymous in Atlanta and be Skolnick Chachtischach and then on Ina Ihamorach egg Lahany Shacht you have Fistrocht raw on Lair Bully Wharton Le Sheila Ni Kelleher as Dunico Kelleher.
Sure, August big and Daw Ashdor O'Toole Shin
Jerry Farrell,
agus Maggie, yeah, agus big sheets and then of lagan stotched and garscale shin agus tan tarna garscale a cochoma on Lara Kane agus
Darabanum Aher,
yeah, agus Jerry Fane a vase then of on Cian shin Lairachan Sploder na bliain show agus and son big and big screen or cush chorin ta birthday screen or am Lena as to shoot agus big sheets being with a chole and Lara shin. August, you know, big Nadine, you live and there. So Shin
says that's when Agahorach le Prunchies of Dignan.
Shin,
yeah, le print, yeah. Intach. So then Aaron Sahern, ta stuff for shul, her fan Lar Fad, Marham to touch a goose arch on Fulloch the Fia, bin on cafe at Tal Lunahe, Egan Gashlan Clunin. So that's you do a club.
Yeah, Tash shows of Maxivna Conna Laura Hiola. Is Laura or Teddle
Ecourdach
agus on Teddle Fadana Ecourdach na Institudi Institudi Nefa Idr She Bug agus She Moore. Agus is dinadan says den cred of Bahai a shows of agus Tashi show him early agus in Gailga
so Ecourdach searching, yeah. Shin on a spatial. And the Eganam Kane O'Dog Dia Kaha roughly a pop of Geltoch.
Shinna, yeah, ta Aoife Stigan Shin
Aoife Hammond, yeah, a written on
a cafe and son. Ta Shishta Gailga Kehagas on Dulike Coluder Gailga Valestakadi on cafe. So we were replace Shahagas vi in tour going gomech on pop up gaeltacht going agus Marga Wilmot fosa ray on covid big right to listig right to last mo agus took she dash to Londini and tanga lart agus ni doka vor more on and dash and tanga lart lagov
in the news be solos the jazz le fall come out and shin. And then concrete no courier and Dara Shachtan Rafad, Cabaret Clunin, that's kind of a highlight, isn't it? And I suppose it's a night of cabaret, Sheems Yacht.
Shine, Yagas talk a long kill, really on special, and Rudla Cabaret Nogger Fadel at Gaxai's Rudder Kurishtakan. So to make sure Tussu Leshen Bonati,
the full shillin, that's Grupa Nua O Balia Clea, well, Lunahe Malia Clea, the Stephen Fagan, Claire Sherry, and it's the killed and Scott Wahoo, August Auraniacht, and then you have Shola the Lower Hain, Lower Dira Egg Erlani.
Erlani, yeah. So Lower Durbanum Grong Lace G, for me, Mwinu, like Corla Madakas, Goyle Skolicht, August Goyle Skolna, Hone Shin, Horadol, Shin, Leru. So Takyol Lesh, August Kerry Crowley, August Ona Connell, all Leiv. So we're in Iha big Mahane agus Shannon.
Carrie Crowley XRTE, they're not.
Yeah, agus big Mahane agus Shannon O'Brien on Savannah ig shine. Then with Ryan Fween, shiny with and kill a lesson of winning lesson on Lauer agus Sholem with and Lauer a coma. Agus the son to Roddy Intach in the ig shin cut a
curl a lawher on Tullov. Seamus O'Cahan o Tyrone agus rinne sé reint haide le linne hochtadí leis an manod last dernach in Éireann, and I think that might be stretching the imagination, but then a bhí a rugagus tógal a gaelgagus bhí valig sé Ryan Scaelta wahu, that's Sean O'Henry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agus tá a gharinín ag léamh na Scaelta, bíg sé léamh na Scaelta, agus bíg dini as si bín ag seint Ryan Keol leis go ma. So bíg rud ag an simú an sin, agus an críchnói an íhe le si bín go ma. So tá gá lá dí machtí gaelga an don chantar, agus tá mwyd tanú go jocig dini, I mean, you know.
Seans dair noch riven an nolig con live entertainment at all.
Agus pek, tá laura le á siola agus is brunt na si nolig
íntachid. Brunt nolig cucinti.
Na laura
sio. Yeah, yeah. So whether you have a cúpla focal or your leafa is coma, tar si is gudí unad na Atlanta agus an caislan har an dair seacht na fiog sio. That's íha morach agus í deisa har an tronóna agus an írnón. Here in Manor Hamilton, Russell Snuddy O'Keele, and I know Gwil, you have a special concert coming up on New Year's Eve, which we'll plug now, but we'll talk about that next week maybe.
Keele Le
Which is really, what is it called?
Keele Le Prosh.
Keele Le Prosh, I love it. That's an exciting new development through the Leitrim Live series. We're going to finish up now, and I got to say that the whole weekend, Aigse Clúnaíne is kindly sponsored by Forest na Gaeilge. So fighter an Muinu of Forest na Gaeilge, who sponsor all things Irish language in terms of filiacht, litriacht, agastramna, or fud na tíra. We also get sponsored to run this show every week. It repeats on a Sunday at 8 o'clock. We're on 9:30 on Thursdays. Kindly sponsored by Pubble, the Arts Council and Leitrim County Council. And we're also available on Ocean FM on all podcast platforms as well. I'm going to finish up with Christmas is Coming, which is a recently written song by the great troubadour Shamie O'Dowd, the well-known musician and singer from the traditional folk world. He's recorded with many of the greats, Christy Moore, Martin O'Connor, the Chieftains, and he's written a song obviously as you do at this time of year, reflecting on where we are and what the meaning of Christmas was behind it. It's a lovely single he has out that's all proceeds will be going to Focus Ireland, who of course are at the forefront of dealing with the ongoing and seems perennial difficulties of homelessness in Ireland. Mílabrigas a socht éisteachling, and on Seachtain Seo Chugainn, the coming week we'll have a new radio play specially commissioned for Arts Northwest by local writer Joel Smith, whose show Anti Beckett is also on next week, as we heard earlier in the Ballroom of Romance. Wemshe Brenda Murray Brigade Slán, Mila Buikas, the Mark Gavin Erfool. Thanks to Mark on sound. Christmas is coming, the engines are running from the next village over and far away. The storms are receding, the wise men are heeding the call of the stars to a brand new day. Lost soul at home, in the name of goodwill and compassion, to each road to redemption, a last destination, where love and goodwill are in fashion. The black face and white make the way through.